Hey friends, are you one of those people that says, I want to focus on my finances, like I want to pay off debt, or I want to start investing, or I want to save for college, but I'm just really busy and I can't seem to find the time to make this a priority? Now, I know a lot of people throw shade at the whole I'm too busy excuse, but I'm not here to shame you into handling your money. You are busy. I get it. As a mom who has three kids that are at completely different stages that need totally different things from me, a husband that I love a lot and I want to spend time with, and multiple businesses that I'm trying to successfully run, sometimes the smallest ask feels like a mountain in front of me. So I get it. What I'm here to do today is to rewrite the story that you're telling yourself on what it's going to take for you to start making progress, for you to start seeing progress. You might be thinking that it's this huge undertaking when it really doesn't have to be that. So I'm going to give you five things, and each of those five things takes 10 minutes or less to do. And each of those are going to move the needle towards your financial goals. So in less than an hour, you could have tackled all five of these, or you could just do one per week, one per day, whatever your capacity allows for. But it's going to get you moving in the right direction of your goals, which is what matters, right? So grab a notebook and pen and let's go.
Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Before we get to today's episode, I have some exciting news for you. If $1,000 extra a month is something that could make a big difference for your family, I really try to bring you things that I know you're wanting based on the things that you're sharing with me over in DMs, in comments on my posts, in feedback right here on the podcast. Because it really matters to me that the very precious time that you are spending listening to this podcast translates to actual progress towards your goals. And so I've heard in many different ways how much it would make a difference to you to have extra money in your budget to do the things that you really desire to do. You know, if we only had an extra $1,000 a month, that would make a big difference in our quality of life. I hear it all the time. So I hear you and I want to help. And that's why I am bringing you a fun challenge called the 3 Days to 1K Challenge. That's kicking off on Monday, April 29th. In this live challenge, I will be walking you through how you can really increase that margin in your budget so that your money can be freed up to do the things that I know that you desire to do so much more than just pay bills and make it until the next month. Now, each day for 3 days, you'll be able to watch the live training. Plus, I'll have a workbook for you that you can follow along with so that you're actually going to start doing the things that I'm sharing to make this extra $1,000 per month a reality in just our 3 short days together. I wanted to make this super affordable, so it's only $37 to join this challenge. And if you are someone who really desires the and then some, I have a way that you can upgrade to VIP, which is where you get to hang out with me on Zoom after the lives have ended, and I will be coaching the VIP participants. So if you're VIP, you can ask your questions, you can get that time with me and learn from what the other ladies are asking too. So to be a part of VIP, it's just $59. So $37 to join the challenge or $59 to be a VIP participant. We start April 29th. So Let's go. Let's go. You can sign up right now by heading to the show notes and clicking the link to get yourself enrolled. I am so pumped for this. I cannot wait to get started. It's going to be so fun. So go grab your spot and I'll see you there. All right, let's get back to today's episode.
All right, let's start off with me saying that as a mom, I have those moments where the littlest thing seems to just send me over the edge. Like I've had one of those very full days and I'm ready to relax. I see my kids left a bunch of dishes in the sink and that one thing is enough to tip the scales just enough to where I'm on the emotional regulation struggle bus. Because it feels like I'm at capacity and then now I have to go take the time to have a conversation with my kids about leaving dishes in the sink and get them to come out and wash them and, you know, the whole thing. And I just don't have any more gas left in the tank at that point of the day. So I imagine you in a similar situation. And then just when you're at or near your capacity, someone says, hey, you should really overhaul your entire financial life. That's enough to make you want to scream into a pillow for sure. I get it. But what if you didn't have to be all or nothing? What if you could take small, and I mean like very small, like micro steps to start moving in the right direction? In fact, most people that I know that have made massive shifts in their finances don't do it with these huge, big overhauls overnight or these grand gestures that happen overnight. They do it in bite-sized pieces. Each day, they're doing something small that's moving the needle. So I have five things that can get you started. These are just ideas, but maybe you have more things that come to your mind as you start listening to the things that I'm sharing. What I want you to do is put them in the notes app on your phone or write them down somewhere where you're not going to lose them so you can come back to them later. Then when you find yourself with a 10-minute pocket of time, you have them all written down and you could just pick one that you want to tackle. Okay, so here we go with my five. Number one, you can cancel an unwanted subscription. We're starting off pretty easy here, right? Okay, I know that you probably have several of these that you really haven't dealt with simply because you haven't had the time, or possibly you don't even know what subscriptions that you have anymore, which is a whole other conversation that we don't have time for today. But let's say that you have three different subscriptions that you no longer want to pay for, you're not using them, or you just want to cut them out in an attempt to save you some money. Hopping online and canceling it would take 10 minutes or less. And I know that this seems small and like it won't really make a difference. And sure, I would rather, of course, you put your efforts towards the bigger needle movers. What I will say is that if you had three subscriptions that are just $10 each that you're paying for every month, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting to get around to canceling them, and a full year goes by, that's $360 right there that was totally wasted when it could have been put towards whatever your current financial goal is. So let's go ahead and get taken care of that. Take care of that ASAP. The second thing that you can do is open a high yield savings account. If you don't know what that is, you're not alone. They are becoming a little more popular now. I'm hearing about them more, which I'm glad to see. But for a while, when I would share this, people would look at me like a deer in the headlights. Like they had no idea that these even existed. So a high-yield savings account, let me break this down for you. The interest that's paid on a high-yield savings account is typically between 10 to 12 times higher than the national average of a standard or traditional savings account. In addition to higher interest rates, some other benefits to a high-yield savings account are that they typically have little to no fees and are almost always FDIC insured. The reason that banks are able to offer this higher interest rate for these specific types of accounts is because they're almost always exclusively online bank accounts, so they don't have the overhead that a brick and mortar bank would. Also, most high-yield savings accounts have daily compounding, and what that means for you is that every day you're earning interest on your money, though most banks will only deposit that interest into your account once a month. And over the long run, this leads to more cash for you than you would get if the savings only compounded monthly. So let me paint the picture for you as to how this will actually play out. Let's say that you park your $5,000 savings in a conventional savings account. And the national average rate at the time that I gathered this data was 0.39%. You would earn $19.50 over the course of 1 year. Now, if instead you took that same $5,000 and you invested, you put it in an account, a high yield savings account, which was earning 4.5%, which is pretty average, I would say, for a high yield savings account, you would earn $225 in interest in that year. The only difference in these two scenarios was where you put that savings account. Interesting, right? So some things to consider as you are comparing to find your best fit. Obviously, the interest rate is important for sure, but also see if there's any fees, if there's any minimum initial deposits or minimum balance requirements. You might also want to check to see if there's any limits on how many times you can transfer money out of the account in a single month. Now, since you shouldn't be needing to take money out of the account very often if it's an emergency fund, that shouldn't be a huge factor, but we still want to be informed, right? So take a look at that. I'll go ahead and link the bank that I use in the show notes if you want to check it out. It is an affiliate link, so I want to make sure that I share that, but you can definitely do some research and decide on which high yield savings account is right for you. I'll just have mine linked in case you want to check that one out. All right, the third thing that you could do is download a book on investing or paying for college or whatever your current biggest goal is on the Libby app. Now, the Libby app is the library app, and there are so many free books that you can download right to your phone and start learning whatever it is that you want to know about finances. No excuses anymore, guys. It's all there for free. They even have audiobooks if you prefer that to a physical book or an ebook. So it's all there for you for free. If you're not even sure what to search for, you can just do a quick Google search of best books on investing or best books on saving for college or whatever you're looking for. And then I like to check out the reviews to see what looks good. And then I go ahead and just search for that on the Libby app to see if it's available. Sometimes they will have the book available right away. And sometimes you'll have to wait. But either way, you're taking less than 10 minutes to take a step in the right direction. All right, number four is to make a list of all of the potential ways that you can think of that you could bring in an extra $500 this month. This is one of those sort of like free writing exercises, you know, when your teacher in middle school made you journal. Okay, this is like a free writing exercise where you don't stop and analyze everything that comes into your mind before you write it out. You literally just start writing and you do not stop. We have this tendency to want to shut things down quickly, but for this one, I really just want you to write down whatever comes to your mind. It does not mean that you're going to pursue all of these things. The point of this exercise is that you are able to see on paper just how many options truly are in front of you. So here's an example of how this could go. Okay, I could sell some stuff in my garage. I could pick up some overtime shifts. My husband could pick up some overtime shifts. I could ask for a raise. I could sell some of my handmade creations at a vendor fair. I could post in our Facebook group that I'm offering to watch some kids this summer for parents that are looking for childcare options. Literally list it all out until you cannot think of anything else. You truly will be amazed at how much there really is when we don't allow our brain to shut it down. Number five, this is like a for part A, but we're calling it number five. Okay. This is the last one. You probably took 10 minutes with that last exercise, right? Where you wrote everything out. So this next one is for you to take your list and to choose one thing on that list and take action. Take action. Don't just write it all out and say, oh, that's nice, and then crumple it up and throw it in the trash can. Okay? I want you to take the next 10 minutes and pick one thing that you want to focus on and take some steps. So let's say you decided that you wanted to share that you are offering summer childcare for families that need it. In the next 10 minutes, what you're going to do is you are going to text people that could be a reference for you. Maybe you used to nanny for someone. Maybe you are a former teacher. Maybe you are in some mom's groups and people have seen how great you are with kids. Whatever that is, ask if they'd be willing to be a reference for you. You could come up with your schedule and pricing and all of the details. That would probably take 10 minutes, is my guess. Now, if you had another 10 minutes, I'd say create a flyer and get it posted in all of your local Facebook groups. The point is, though, that you are taking actual steps towards bringing in extra money. So there you have it, friends. 5 things that you can do if you only have 10 minutes and you wanted to take a step in the right direction towards your money goals. And you guys, before we wrap this up, I just want to give one last all call, one last reminder, because this is the last podcast that will be airing before we're going to be kicking off our 3 days to 1K challenge, where we're going to be spending 30 minutes together live each day on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week, creating your plan, not my plan, your plan to increase the gap between your income and expenses by at least $1,000 every single month consistently. If you know that you need to do something because of what you're doing right now just isn't cutting it, but you're just not sure where to even begin, you're going to want to be a part of this challenge, because we're going to be solution oriented here in this challenge. You're going to be walking away with an actual plan for your extra $1,000, where it's going to come from and how you're going to manage it moving forward so that it doesn't disappear on randomness from the Target dollar spot section. Okay, so head to the show notes right now, grab your spot, because the train is leaving the station Monday morning and I want you on board with us. I'm so excited for next week, you guys. I will see you there. Bye for now. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.